1-800-926-7236. And now your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NVR Electronics and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 7:30 and it's 44 degrees, sunshine. It looks like we're going to have a pretty good day after a rainy night. We're talking all things technology here with Tech Talk. Charles Miller is with us today. How you doing, young man?
I'm doing good. Charles is out of town celebrating his wife's birthday. Happy birthday to Colleen.
Hey.
And we're just having a great day. I mean, it's beautiful out. The wind and the rain last night was not as beautiful.
No.
I lost a huge limb off of one of my trees.
Yikes.
So I'm going to have to go out there and do some cutting that I didn't plan on doing today.
Well, there's your exercise quota for today.
Well, I had a lot of exercise already planned, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. But anyways, yeah, it's beautiful, and you started off with good morning, good morning, good morning, but not the song.
We'll see what we can do.
I'm messing with you, but we did that last week. Yeah. But our listeners, we have quite a few that just listen every week, and we're really happy that you do that.
We are.
We're hoping that we can help you with your technology problems and be able to give you some pointers and things to help you. Mm-hmm. Through the weeks, but I get a few of them that stop in every now and again and visit with me in my shop and get to meet me, and they come in and have questions and things that they need done. Mm-hmm. And it's just good to be able to see the people that listen and know that we're here every Saturday.
Indeed, and we're always going to be here for you. You know, it doesn't stop with the radio show.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And technology keeps going. You know, Charles and I stay pretty busy in everything that we do, and I spent a lot of time this last week. I'm a real big fan. Most of you probably have never even heard of this person, but she's got her own radio show. And Kim Komando is probably one of the most popular people as far as technology goes. And guys like me, you know, we stream her shows quite often just to pick up on things that are happening in the world. Because, you know, a lot of things we don't stop and think about ourselves because we're so wrapped up in our jobs, and even though we deal with technology, sometimes it slips in on us too. Mm-hmm. And I had one of those this last week, which is a pretty common thing that's happening now, where you get a telephone ring on your phone. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the night. I'm talking, it could be 3 a.m. You just get this one ring and it shuts off.
Oh, I
and
hate
it wakes
that.
You up and you're going, why was that? And you're thinking, was it an emergency? Was it a family member trying to get in touch with me, or something happened? And so you roll over and you see this phone number on your phone, and then you just dial it. Don't ever do that.
No. It could be a Nigerian prince.
Yeah, it could be something. Yeah. But don't do that, because that's a popular scam. And what they do in that, unless it's a number you recognize, if it's a family member, then you probably want to call it back. But if it's not some number you recognize, don't call it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times that's just giving them information about you, and it'll end up costing you.
Oh, yeah.
Even the robocalls that you get, I hate robocalls with a passion. I'm sure all our listeners, those that are listening right now, I sympathize with you, and you sympathize with me when we get these stupid robocalls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they come all the time, especially the car warranty ones. I mean, you hear that 300 times a week, you know, these people will call me and they'll just keep ringing and trying to sell you some kind of a extended warranty plan on your car because yours is expiring. And it's always a joke. And, you know, they're just in there to try to get your money. It's a $3,000 deal that they're going to end up getting of your money. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to extend your warranty, trust me.
No.
You're not going to extend it. So, and it kind of hurts because your real warranties may be expiring at some point, but your dealership, you know, if they call you, will hopefully, you know, be somebody that will give you a number that you can contact to truthfully know it's them.
They usually send you, believe it or not, get this, a regular mail, piece of mail that comes to your mailbox just to stay away from those guys.
Yeah, I think they do. And most generally, you're going to get that message that, you know, from your dealership that, you know, mm-hmm. you might want to look at your car warranty. It's expiring. Mm-hmm. Do you want to extend it? Da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But those ones that call and they're robotic, 9 times out of 10, those are just scams.
Yep.
and don't answer them. You know, what people do is they'll sit and wait and then wait for the operator to come on so they can say, don't call me back. But that's the worst thing you can do, because it's a computer-run program and the robot is looking for people to scam. Mm-hmm. So if you don't answer it, eventually it thinks this number doesn't really exist, so it goes away.
Every time you pick it up, they say, live one.
Yep, yeah. They know you now. They've marked you as a live warm flesh that they can talk to. So please be careful with that. With scams like that, it's just always going to be around. We're in an era where everything is trying to sell you something. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to sell you something. And you're going to get suckered in if you don't know who's on the other line.
Yeah.
But it's kind of refreshing. I was reading on Fox News, there was a, I think he was 17 or some, he may have been a juvenile first. He was 16 and then turned 17. I can't remember what the story was as far as age, but I know he was underage. But he was dealing with scams that he got into, like Bill Gates. He got into these, I'm talking high-profile people. He got into their Twitter accounts and everything and all their financial accounts. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing time. As an adult, they're giving him, you know, a full year and then 3 years probation. But for doing these scams, because he made $117,000 or something like that in just a short amount of time before they nabbed him, the feds nabbed him. But it was just, I mean, there's somebody always trying to get in that back door, and they're smart. They could be a young person. They could be somebody from a foreign country. You never know who's trying to get into your stuff. So you've always got to make sure that your security's up to date and that you have everything covered, all your bases covered.
Gee, Minnie, that is just frightening. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more Tech Talk. And after this 1 minute timeout.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon, Monday through Friday, on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant. Run at a truck stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. It is 7:38. By the way, our phone line's open. I forgot to invite you in to call Charles with your questions or comments. And here we go. It is toll-free, 1-800-749-5936.
Yes, yeah, so just going back to the scam things, just a little bit of information before we move on. The scam, another big scam, and I don't think they, well, it's not going to come across as a scam as much as it is invasion. But a lot of your, you know, accounts like Netflix, Amazon Prime, movies, mm-hmm. all these different places that you go and stream videos mm-hmm. and, you know, watch their content, a lot of that is always monitoring you as well. They know your buying habits. They know your what movies you like to watch.
While you're watching all TV, your TV's watching you? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. It's being cataloged as to what you do. So a lot of times, like when you're on the internet and you're searching for something, you'll see these little ads that pop up in there trying to sell you a movie, you know, that's based on the kind of movies you were watching. So let's say you were watching action flick with Bruce Willis or something. All these movies of action flicks will start coming up. You'll start getting all these different ones, like a Steven Seagal movie or some kind of an action movie or something with Arnold Schwarzenegger or whoever comes on there. Well, anyways, so that's kind of a tracking thing, and they've been doing that for years, you know, just kind of finding what people like, because I know if you go to Netflix and you look up on your account let's say you go to your history of what you've been watching, mm-hmm. And your recent viewings, it'll come up with suggestions. Because you watched this, there's this available. And you all know what I'm talking about. Everybody's got it.
Even Dish does.
Yes, they all are watching what you do. I mean, this, we used to talk about Big Brother. Well, it's there. I mean, we're here already. And they're watching everything you do and categorizing or cataloging what your purchasing habits are. Mm-hmm. I've just recently acquired a truck. So in the purchase of a truck, and I've been looking for a few little things that needed to fix on it, mm-hmm. immediately I'm getting all these emails and stuff and all these messages that come up on anything I'm searching for about these parts I'm looking mm-hmm. for. I mean, they just show up, and you're thinking, how much do they really know about us? I mean, they really know everything you do.
I just got a thing that showed the cities I'd been to this past mm-hmm. month in my email. I don't remember asking for that.
Yeah, but it's there.
Oh.
It tracks you.
It was very there.
Yeah, especially if you use a GPS program that's on your phone. Most likely the ones that are built into your car that you have those mm-hmm. GPS, it'll do a history, if you allow it to, mm-hmm. of your travels to show how long your distance mm-hmm. was, where you've been, da-da-da-da-da. But if you use your phone and the
map.
GPS maps that are in there, mm-hmm. it will track you every time you go someplace, so it knows how long you were there, mm-hmm. where you were headed. I mean, it could tell you if you went to a convenience store in another state. It knows everything about you. That's how invasive our phones are. They pretty much know your life and your routine.
And to tell you just what kind of a homebody I am, it showed that I went to the Interstate Farm and Home Show and back.
Yeah, did it really?
Yeah, and then I went, a mile and a half to work and a mile and a half back in Bartlesville. So I said, you visited two cities. Oh, really? I live in one.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and so did you use your phone for the map?
No, I didn't. That's the thing. So I'm trying to...
Even while you were turned off, it tracked you.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, usually it does that when you've got like an Apple phone or a watch or whatever, and you're right. out doing your thing. Because I know with mine, my Apple Watch, I can be on a walk with my dog, which I do every morning and every evening.
Yes, you do.
So she and I go on our little 2-mile walk or whatever, and we just get our exercise. And we were booking down the thing the other day, and it popped up again, and it had for a while, and it's because I did an update and didn't disable it again, but it popped up and said, would you like to record this walk? And I was like, how does it even know I'm walking? And then I looked down, and it's tracking. It showed where I was walking from. If you click on it, it's got a little map, shows where I've been and where I'm heading. That's how our world works right now.
Hey, wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So try keeping that secret from your wife. I was out on a walk.
Yeah.
And it'll say he was on a walk with his dog. You better not be on a walk with some girl somewhere lady somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in trouble. So anyways, it's just kind of funny. We're laughing about it today, but it is true. Mm-hmm. It's tracking you wherever you go, and it's keeping an eye on you. Mm-hmm. So you just need to make sure that, there's some things with privacy that you can enable. I know you can go onto Google, and there's all kinds of things where you can delete, history of whatever. I mean, I've never really experienced it, but you can go in there and delete your history. If you have worries about that kind of stuff, as to where did I travel, what did I use my credit mm-hmm. card for, where was I, I always, what I do is, for one, if I do travel, I always make sure I check with my credit card companies of the cards I use.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going to go somewhere, let's say to Tulsa mm-hmm. or Oklahoma City, and I was going to pick up something that I needed, I would always make sure with my credit cards that there was no additional charges of things that I didn't mm-hmm. purchase. Because I use my card. I mean, to get gas, you're going to stop and fuel up. Mm-hmm. But was that card used for anything else? Did somebody get my number? You just got to always be careful. Because here's the new thing with cards. Uh-huh. You have a chipset built into them. And if you look at your credit card right now and you pull it out and you have a chip on it. Mm-hmm. Then you got your strip on the other side, mm-hmm. and then you've got in the letters on it, you'll see one that looks like a Wi-Fi symbol. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those?
No.
Okay, that one actually lets you not have to put your chip into the machine. Mm. You can just tap the machine, and it will take your credit card number. You just tap the card against it.
Well,
it's the same technology that your phones have and your watch now has, where you can do Apple Pay or Samsung Pay, where you don't stick your phone. You can leave your credit cards home and just take your phone and tap something, and it'll pay it.
Well, there you go.
So that's where we're at with that technology. See, so you got to be careful with that, because those are easily there's devices that these criminals have, or they can be really close to you, like on the other side of a fuel pump, and be able to access that number. So the moment you dip that, what we call dipping, mm-hmm. and you lay it against the sensor, they can track that number immediately.
Wow, they can just pull it out of thin air.
Yeah, so I always make sure, and it's just my phobia. No, probably nobody else's, but I always make sure there's not...
It just began as mine, thank you.
Yeah, I always make sure that there's not a person across the pump from me at another pump across the way. I'll wait until there's that side's clear, and then pull in and fill up my gas, just because if when I'm going to use my card, I don't want somebody to get that information.
Wow.
And here in Bartlesville, for a while there, they were doing it even at these quick convenience stores, mm-hmm. you know, that you'd pull into, where they had... Somebody had put a device up above that was reading
skimmer.
They were skimming your credit cards. So, I mean, that kind of has been observed in most of those places now. Check that daily. But they have people assigned to go and make sure that we don't have something that's been put on our machines. Mm-hmm. But you always have to worry about the dipping cards now, because those ones, you can pick up an RF signal from those to be able to get information.
When that first started out, I was living in Florida when those skimmers first came out. What a popular place to do that. Hey, let's do that on the two big interstates that run north and south. We'll get Yankees coming and going. That was the thought.
Yeah.
And it was a widespread operation, and they knocked that out. It took them 3 or 4 weeks to figure out who was doing it. But that's where the tape that you see... Mm-hmm. Across, you know, if that tape is broken, don't use it. Pay inside. They'll say at the pump, because somebody has messed with the machine. So they'll have a security type of tape. It's usually red or something like it, or pink, that guards the mechanism. So, you know, if you see that's been messed with.
Yeah, don't mess with it.
Don't put anything in there.
They got a credit card company to make sure that they've called them, and they're making sure that nobody's tampering with their devices. But that's another thing that happens. So just always be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff. And we're going to get a little bit more techier with you here in just a moment. You're listening to Tech Talk, and we will be back with more of the program after this 1 minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
It's tax season, and before you get started, be sure to catch Tax Tips on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Tax Tips, Monday through Friday between 8 and 8:30, during the noon hour, and again between 5:30 and 6, brought to you by Stocks, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay. Learn about the latest ever-changing tax laws and the ins and outs of how to prepare your tax return. Tax Tips will give you the latest changes and details to assist you in getting the most out of this year's return. Tax Tips, weekdays on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Good morning. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Miller with NBR Electronics with us here today. And we've been talking about just all kinds of things that just spook the living bejabbers out of you with when it comes to you're not so alone with your technology.
Yeah, we don't want to scare them too bad. But one of the things I worked with this week, and I'm going to bring this out this
Let's
morning, was on my list to talk about, was vampire modes of your ACs. We're getting into the summertime where you're going to be turning that air conditioner on.
Yeah, spring only lasts 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be running. And all of a sudden you notice your energy bill just goes way up. But you know what the weird thing is? That your AC doesn't really eat up as much as you think. It's the vampire mode that does. And what that is every time your air conditioner kicks on outside, especially the modern, you know, just standard AC units outside, they draw this huge amount of energy to get the capacitor to kick on. You know, that capacitor actually takes some of that energy out. It filters it so that it's not so abrupt. But it when it comes finally up to speed and it's running, the starting of it is what really eats up all your energy.
Ooh.
To kick it on. When it's kicking on that thing, they call that the vampire load. And it's just sucking that energy out of your bill.
Oh, no.
So the newer machines, they are determining, fix that. And what they call the mini splits. I mean, a lot of people that they've never even heard of these. But the new air conditioners that you're seeing go in a lot of the newer homes are called mini splits. And these mini split systems are have a heat pump.
Okay.
And the air conditioning and heat are all in one unit. But they run continuous. They don't have that vampire load when they kick on. They come on very gradual, and it's not so hard on your energy bill. In fact, with most of your mini-split systems that are installed in a home, your energy companies, your PSO and everybody give you a tax break for owning one of those.
How do you like that?
I got a tax break this last year for using mine because on my building, I have this system in there, this mini split system in there, and it really conserves on the energy. My bill was a lot less than my home one.
Talk to me.
And it just kind of kicks on very slowly. When you hear them come on, they're usually running continuously. Mm-hmm. Mine on the mini split has a it dehumidifies the house. It takes the humidity out of the home. It's got this running where it can suck that moisture out of the home. And I keep that thing running all the time, and it actually cools the home. So I rarely use the air conditioner. I just have it on that to suck that humidity out of my building, and it keeps it pretty cool in there.
Wow.
You'll feel the fans kick on, and it's just like a cool breeze coming through. But the nice thing about it is when it's booting up, it doesn't have that vampire load that just sucks your bill down. I think my last bill on the building was like $115, which my home one's $300 and something for the energy.
Woo.
And so in the summertime, it's jumping because you're every time it's kicking on that air conditioner, it's doing that. Now, the guys that are air conditioning install guys, they're listening to this. They know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That load comes from those you know, big compressors, and you've got this compressor, and you've got your system capacitors that filter that energy coming out. But man, when those things start up, you hear that air conditioner kicking on. It's just, it's beastly. It's just every time you hear it going, whoa, and it's kicking on, it's just sucking that energy right out of your bill. That's when it's the most, is just kicking it on. Mm-hmm. Now those capacitors help, but a lot of times what happens is those capacitors get a lot of use because, for one, they're constantly taking that drain down, you know, that energy starting that motor, and then and the pump, you know, all that's happening at the same time. It just sucks those things down, and you'll start to see swelling in them. So most of your service calls are these guys coming out replacing capacitors in these things because they swell and they go bad. Wow. And so I learned this because, you know, I'm constantly was calling the AC repair guy. So on my own one day, I thought, I'm going to go out there and see how these things are built just so I know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't recommend this to everybody because if you're not electronically inclined, you're probably going to electrocute yourself pretty bad. But I went out there and pulled the cover off and I thought, I'm going to look at this. And then I got to seeing, oh, this is how this works, you know. But these big filter caps, I mean, they're huge capacitors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the microfarads on them and the voltage. And I thought, you know, I wonder if you can buy these or just, you know, the AC guys have them. So I went out and stopped at my local lock supply and went in there. And sure enough, they have these big capacitors. So mine were bulged at the top. I could see they were swollen up, and that's why my air conditioner was having a hard time turning on. Sometimes it would, sometimes it wouldn't. So I replaced them, and man, now that air conditioner just pops right on and works really well. But not to say that you should do this, because I'm just saying, call your repairman, because those guys,
they know what they're doing.
I learned through my own, because I deal with electronics, how to do my own. But not everything can I fix. When I'm going to install a new one, I'm calling the AC guy. I'm getting him out there. I'm not messing with that. I surely don't know about Freon and all that stuff. So we're going to have those guys come out and do that. But just to help you with your bill, that is one of the things I've noticed, that some of the older homes, they're converting the newer ones, are all going to these new energy, which is going to be the mini split systems. A lot of them are being built into the newer homes. But in my building, of course, it was a great asset. I could have put a standard air conditioner, and it costs a little bit more to put one of these mini splits in, but in the long run, it pays for itself, because you're going to save on your energy bill.
Very good. Very good. It is 7:56. We got a couple more minutes left here in the program. Charles Miller, you went down to Tulsa, had a little, little fun, learned a few things. And I get the feeling some of this stuff you were telling us about with your machine snooping on you was maybe the, kind of the premise of the education.
Yeah, every year they have an electronics expo where guys that are dealing, the geeks that deal with you know, electronics, computers, and things like that can go seek out technology. And, you know, there's a lot of cool things when you go to one of these shows. I learned a little bit about these mini split systems. You know, some of that was talked about there. Other things that I learned, one of the things that I really liked was that you can take old time vehicles, you know, like my son's old Jeep, it's built in 1992. And you can upgrade the radios in these things to more modern. I mean, with the LCDs in them for backup cameras and all that stuff in them. And I was really surprised because, you know, I purchased a truck. So I'm looking at this old stereo in there and I'm thinking, it'd be kind of nice to have a backup camera because I've never had a truck. And backing up is pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. It,
I mean, that thing's super long. And I'm thinking, you know, I need a backup camera. We become soft. All these guys are out there laughing at me, but I'm really not a truck guy. I've always had Jeeps. So I'm really used to just, you just take the top off and you can look back behind you. But, you know, now I'm having to think about all this stuff. But I was looking at the technology while I was down there. And, man, there's some really neat stuff out there.
Wow.
That have these things link up with your newer phones. You know, you have all this hands-free technology to be able to talk on the phone, which I really like because my wife's car has that, and it's real nice to be able to, when the phone call comes in, it shows up on her dashboard at so-and-so's calling. You just click it, and you don't have to touch your phone. You just start talking, and they can hear you, and you can hear them, and they're really clear. You know,
they
They hear you just like you're on the phone with them. So it's pretty incredible technology, but I got to see those. Then the virtual reality stuff that's coming out in the next couple of years, that was pretty interesting.
Have you done that before?
I've never done the virtual reality, and I finally got to play with
it. Crazy.
And it is just incredible. One of the things, the gamers, guys that do gaming, I mean, some of the, I remember back when we had Doom. Remember Doom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and you played head-to-head with somebody else, and you finally got your modems that would actually let you link. It was super slow, and half the time you dropped out of it because it just didn't have enough power to keep you going, especially if you were had two or three guys. But when they started coming out with Ethernet, all these guys were so excited. Man, we're getting faster speeds, and now we can get in and play Doom, you know, but all that stuff's gone now. We thought we were cool just to be in our little computer monitor looking in there. But now you got these virtual reality glasses that put you right in the action. I mean, you literally feel like you're there. And I was in one of them, and this guy was showing me this car racing program, and it was the three-dimensional. And I mean, everything around me, you could see the cars whipping by, and I was jittery. By the time I got those eyeglasses off, I felt like I was really out there on the road driving. So there's things coming out in the near future. Just keep your eyes open.
Where can we find you in the meantime?
Right here at KWON downstairs, just 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard.
All right. Have a great weekend, Charles. Thank you.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is K.